This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. And now a few words from a couple of voters. And by the way, if I may say, if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. We have opposing views from both sides of the political fence. First, from Andy Kindler. He's a stand-up comedian, and he's casting his ballot for, well, I'll let him speak for himself.
Hi, I'm Andy Kindler. The opinions you are about to hear are mine. I'm not channeling anyone that I'm aware of. I'm not a medium. Also, I'm no newsman. I'm a comedian. I'm biased and I have an agenda. Election day is almost here and still I'm undecided. Should I vote for Obama by mail or in person? Should I despise Romney or just dislike him intensely? Is it better to shun my Republican friends or simply vilify them? If a tree falls in the forest, would Dick Cheney shoot it? Also, is Dick Cheney still a current reference? What is the sound of one hand suppressing a vote? This race is coming down to the wire, and I don't understand why. The only votes Romney should get are from the severely rich. If you're a member of this group, I get it. You want more tax breaks. Maybe you need a fifth yacht in case your other four yachts are in the shop. But why would anybody else vote for Romney? Is America looking for someone who has no core convictions? Are they impressed by a man who can change his positions without changing his facial expression? Romney has refused to release several years of his tax returns. I guess he's going after the people who also have something to hide vote. There are some who may actually be attracted to his flip-flopping. They think, well, I don't agree with him now, but maybe he'll change his mind. I still predict that Obama will win. I remain confident about this, and I've never been wrong, except for Carter in 80, Mondale in 84, Dukakis in 88, and several other elections. But keep this in mind. If you don't vote for Obama, I will personally be disappointed in you. And I'm not crazy about you now. So don't push it. I'm Andy Kindler, and I approve this message. I also wrote it, so that's not really surprising. I also thought my delivery was excellent.
L.A. comedian Andy Kindler, in case you missed his name the three times he said it.